we're back.
Yes, with another one. Pew, 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 pew.
Man, what's been going on, sis?
I'm good. Life is good. I got a new mic, so I'm feeling like a true podcaster right now. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew. Let me find out. Let me find out.
I mean, I ain't on your level yet with the screens and this and that and the third, but, you know, we going to do good with the mic or whatever.
Told you about telling my business.
you the real true life podcast over there. You know, I'm baby steps over here. We gonna get there over time. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe in season 8. We might.
Not season 8. Wow. What's about season 8? We in season 2. You talking about season 8?
I'm saying, listen, life be life, and rent is almost $2,000, you know? So listen.
Don't make my head hurt.
Priorities.
Yes, priorities. But you got to invest in yourself. Yeah, I got to keep saying it. You got to invest in yourself.
And that's important because who going to do it for you? Nobody. So you got to do it for you.
Who? Exactly.
That's the lesson all in itself. Invest in you. Okay.
I ain't playing with you today. You always come up here with some mess. I ain't playing with you today. So what we talking about today?
Today we are talking about growing in grace and what does graceful growth look like? Say that 5 times fast.
I'm not playing with you. Get me caught up. You say it.
No, this whole month we've been tackling our prompts for our writing challenges that we've had, you know, both of us being life coaches. Pew, 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 pew. So we've given the people a little bit of our writing challenges that we've had from Lion's Mentality and from Graceful Empowerment. So we've been mixing up the two. So today is all about growing in grace.
So what does that mean to you? Because, I mean, you know, that's your department right there. What's growing in grace?
I mean, for me, growing in grace means giving yourself the room to make mistakes. You know, a lot of the times when we are growing, we are fearful of growing because we don't want to make mistakes. We want to have everything perfect. But growing in grace is obviously giving yourself something that you don't. Well, I don't want to say necessarily deserve, because God gives us grace, right? And we don't deserve the grace that he gives us. So in turn, we have to give ourselves the same grace and understand that we're human. We're going to make mistakes. This is life. You know, we're not going to always get it right, but we do have the opportunity to try again and then try again and then try again if we, you know, fail at it the first time, or if we, you know, miss something. So growing in grace for me means just giving yourself that room to make errors and try again.
That's hard though, because especially if you're that type of person that, you know, is your biggest critic, you know, you're going to always beat yourself down and say, you know, I can do better. I should have did better, or I could have did this, or I could have did that. It's hard for you to have grace when it comes to yourself. Yes, God gives us grace every day, and sometimes we don't deserve it. A lot of us don't deserve it because we live this life, you know, thinking that we're doing right, but in the whole time we're not. And God still wakes us up the next day and say, you know what? You got one more shot now to get it right. And we sometimes still fumble ourselves because we still be out there doing the same old thing that we did the day before. But,
and I think that comes with us just enjoying the familiar. We're used to it, right? So, you know, growth requires change, and change, it could be fearful because we don't know what's on the other side of that coin, you know. But if you're a believer, you already know that the fight is fixed. You already know that you are victorious, right? But that's easier said than done, because in the midst of it, it doesn't feel like you're winning. It doesn't feel like you're going to be victorious at all. However, you know, you just have to keep going and keep pushing, because eventually it'll pass. The storm is over. I can think of many a times where I was in situations and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to get out of this. This is going to be bad or whatever. And now years later, I'm not even phased. I don't even remember the anxiety or whatever it is because you got through it, but you just got to keep going. You know, as we always say, keep living, right? Okay. Folks say, keep living and you'll learn a thing or two, hopefully.
Okay. But if you like me at my age, I can probably say I'm stuck in my ways. So It ain't too much changing about me right now. I'm probably going to be this way until the day I die. So when you get to them points in your life where you're stuck in your ways, it's over. It's over. Like you're going to want to do things a certain way. You're going to want people to treat you a certain way. You're going to act a certain way. So, and it's certain things you're not going to attach yourself to either. You're not going to just willy-nilly just be on everything and do everything or be around different people and certain type of people because you're stuck in your ways now and you see life through a different lens. So what might have been good for you at 20 years old, at 40, you might see that same thing as different, like clubs, for example. In my 20s.
Listen, you are not lying because I'm a whole 39, right? And I kid you not, my mindset right now is no. That's it. Like, no explanation, no, you know, second guessing. I said what I said, and I meant it. If I don't feel it in my spirit that is going to bring me peace, no. Or buy. Or get somebody else to do it.
Okay.
Like, in my 20s, in my 20s, I did a little bending. I did a little compromising. But now, baby, listen, I got more years behind me than I do ahead of me. So at this stage of the game, the last bit of years that I have left, oh, you could dismiss me with the foolishness because it's all about peace over here. Like,
you couldn't get me to go to no club scene right now. You can't get me to go to, it's hard to get me in a bar right now. Like, it's just too much going on in the world. Like, people dying. Like, you go to the club to have a good time and dance and party and stuff, dead. So instead of me putting myself in situations now, I'm looking through it with binoculars now, like, do I want to? Nah, I'm good on that. You can go by yourself.
Yeah. Who? Is it worth it? Yeah.
Not me.
You ain't even going to get me on a plane. Y'all thought y'all was going to get me on a plane before, child. Not now. Oh, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you is.
Nah.
You going to have to because, see, your sister, Arthur Nick Nicole, going to be traveling soon. And I can't travel by myself because my wife can't go all the time. So you're going to have to get yourself together so you can get on some of these plane trips.
Yeah, we gonna get Gabby because you know she gonna be old enough. Okay,
somebody gotta watch the baby. If I take her,
listen, I don't know. Yeah. For her, I just might, but we gonna go on there scared and trembling because the way these planes is going down. Okay, you know.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that too. I'm with you on that. The way these planes falling out of the sky now. A little bit eerie, but I mean, it is what it is. All right, so let's get these questions. Now, y'all know we always have questions, right? So, since this was her prompt, so I'll be reading the questions from my end. All right, so first question: how do you balance striving for growth with accepting yourself as you are?
I think that goes along with, you know, giving yourself grace because, you know, as you're growing, you're learning about yourself. You also learning about who you were, some of your triggers, trauma, you know, everything that comes along with the makeup of you. So you have to learn that there is a goal and then there's also attempts to get to the goal. And in the midst of the attempts, that's when the trial and error comes. And you have to give yourself grace in those moments because trial and error don't look the same for everybody. So in certain areas, you might get it wrong 50 times. And in other areas, you might get it wrong only twice. So you just have to know what's your lane, what's not your lane. But that's the whole fun of the process because you get to learn different experiences. So I balance striving for growth with accepting myself as I am, just by giving myself grace and telling myself, like, I'm human. And in order for me to get where I want to go, I have to continue to show up, right? That's your word. I have to continue to show up for myself and don't stop until I reach the point of, okay, I'm good now.
But you know what I've learned? See, the hardest part about this question is, if you're already a person that already is looking at yourself like you're not good enough and you don't know who you are, then that's like a process in itself. Because see, all my life, I've been the one that, like, you know, if I do this, I'm not going to be good at it. Or what the people going to say? I've always thought about what others thought of me. But now, walking in the purpose that I'm walking in now, I know who I am. And ain't nobody going to tell me nothing different. You understand me? Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing different. It has been a struggle. But once you know who you are, like you said, that trial and error comes in. Now you begin to step out on faith. You begin to take risks. You begin to do the things that you should have done a long time ago. And then you try it out. It might not work the first time. Like you said, it might not work the first time. But you have to go through things in your life in order for you to balance growth, if that makes sense. You have to deal with people and things to learn from those mistakes that you made. Now, you know, I'm not going to circle back over here because that time that caused me pain. Or I'm not going to circle back over here because I found betrayal over here. Or I'm not going to come back over here because they like to ruin my life. So you learn that by just living.
Yeah.
Living life.
Yeah.
You have to go through some good and some bad. You got to have a mixture of both in order for you to fully mix that recipe to be who you truly want to be. Put the right ingredients in, though. I've learned I've had a lot of ingredients that didn't taste well.
I know that's right.
Okay? So, you know, when you're cooking, you got to, you know, taste as you go. You know, I didn't taste the product as I was, you know, as I was mixing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I had to readjust and reevaluate and say, you know what? All right, let me take this out. I don't need no pepper in here. I need a little bit more salt. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started realizing what truly aligned with me and what mm-hmm. really mixed well with me. They go a visual for you. But I just did a visual.
Y'all. I was just about to say, come on here with the visual, okay? I got another one for you. Come on. You're just making me think of one. Okay, come on here.
But you got to know what you got in your mixing bowl. You have to, and you have to adjust. Now, the old people used to do a pinch of this and a pinch of that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes in your life, you got to use the measuring cups because you might have too much of something.
Oh,
and you got to take it out and readjust
Come
so
on
you
here.
Can get to the right taste in your life.
Right.
It's the same thing with life, sis.
Yeah.
Same thing. You just got to remove some of the ingredients and add some more to give you more flavor in your life. And guess what? That's where the balance for growth comes.
But then that comes with experience, because like you said, let's think of our, you know, the generation before us. They started off with a recipe, right? And then as they got older, they started to do things on their own. They started to add to and take away, like you said, right? And then everybody's taste is not the same. So some people like sugar in their spaghetti, some people don't. So it's all about your individual taste buds, you know, like you're saying. And I love that you said that, because that's exactly how it is. As you grow, as you learn, you start to resonate and rest in what's comfortable for you. You know, I've told you this a couple of times. I am releasing people's expectations, you know, and my expectations of people, because I'm learning what's for me. I need peace around me. I need people that's going to pour into me as I'm pouring into them. And it's okay if you cannot do that. Just know you won't have instant access to me. You will be on the outside. So you'll get the overflow of the overflow, right? So you have to understand where you're going to be, and you have to understand where I'm going to be. When there's no beef, you just can't have the access to me that I thought we once were able to establish.
Boom. In a nutshell, boy, they gonna miss that. They gonna miss that now. It went over the head.
Okay.
All right. So can you share a moment in your life where you learn a powerful message through growth. They're going to went deep on you right there now.
Can you share a moment in your life? You know, Black people, that's when it's deep, when you got to repeat it. Can you share a moment in your life where you learn a powerful lesson through growth? I learned that what's for me won't miss me. And I learned that because I had a tendency to force myself onto people. And I don't mean that in a way where we used to say in the back in the day, like she forced it. I mean, I used to force relationships, whether they were romantic or platonic. I used to force if I was at a job and I knew it was a toxic work environment, but because I needed a check, I would stay there. I would force myself onto people, places, and things. And as I'm growing now within this new year, it's time out for that, because God provides all, right? He is the ultimate source. So where he will supply a resource, he can supply another one, especially if you know who you are and whose you are. Like in this recent situation, you know, when I was working at the daycare, that was a toxic work environment. Every day I would be stressed out. Now, the old me, I would have sat there because I'm like, okay, I got this apartment, I got the boys, I got this, da 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 da. But I'm like, okay, God has put me in a situation where, you know, I'm able to make a move and step out on faith. So let me trust that, right? And I kid you not, the minute I decided to leave that job and say, okay, God, I trust you, boom, here come my taxes. Usually the taxes take almost a month. This was the quickest I've ever received my taxes, okay? And the taxes has sustained me the entire time, to the point now where the money was about to run out. Boom, here comes a job. Not only is this another job, but this is a job that pays more and allows me to do less. Okay, come on here, Jesus.
Come on, Jesus.
That's what happens when you know, you just trust the process and you really understand the power of who you are and whose you are. Like, I know I say that a lot, but that is just so vital for us to get into our minds, to know who we are and whose we are, so we don't have to tolerate anything less than we deserve, and to really understand that what's for you will not miss you. And if it's an opportunity where you are not invited, if it's an opportunity where you feel like you got a force, then that means it's not for you. Because what's for you is going to bring you peace. What's for you was going to intentionally seek you. And what's for you is going to fit. You're not going to have to force anything.
Nothing.
And that's what I had to learn.
Nothing. But you know what I've learned? Everybody's cup of tea ain't mine. I like my cup of tea warm with a little bit of milk in it and some sugar.
I ain't never had no milk in my tea.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Everybody, see, you just proved my point. Everybody don't make tea the same way. And I like it to be hot, so I like to brew it in the coffee pot. Now, I've dealt with a lot of people that like room temperature tea. I've dealt with a lot of people that like ice cold tea. Now, I like ice cold tea.
Yeah, I like room temperature, so I could just drink it right then and there.
So that proves everybody is not my cup of tea, meaning that I had to learn who I was and what I deserved, and I knew that I deserved better. And a lot of things that I was dealing with in my life, and sometimes to a degree, I'm still dealing with some things because I'm still trying to get away from the people-pleasing era where I can start saying no, when I can stop answering the door when there's a knock, when I can stop jumping up and running to everybody's rescue when they need me. I'm still a work in process when it comes to that. But I had to realize that just because this person does things this way doesn't mean that they're going to do it the way I see fit. Everybody is not going to do things that the way Nikki wants it to be done. That's hard. Even to this day, I'm still dealing with that too. Because like I said, I'm at the age where I'm stuck in my way. So it's a lot of things I'm not going to deal with. Because when you start getting older, you start reflecting on how you were raised more so. And that's why I say anything that your parents have ever taught you in your life, you will never stray away from it. That's just like them teaching you the Bible, introducing you to God. If they taught it to you, God is going to come right back full force. Everything that they taught you is going to come back full force. So with that being said, I'm at that point where my teachings are necessary now. Anything that my mom has taught me is coming back full force. Whether it's treat everybody the way they want to be treated, whether it's continue to be good to people because you will be blessed. Everything that she's taught me that has built me into the person I am today is coming back around and teaching me that, listen, it's time out. It's time out for the mess that you dealt with in 2024. It's time out for the mess that you dealt with in 2023. Whatever you dealt with in your life, it's time to stop. So the lesson in that is, it's time to be about Nikki. And I never thought I would say that. Sis, when I tell you I would jump, roll over, jump over hurdles, roll out the door, run when it comes down to people I love. But when it's my turn, it's not reciprocated.
Crickets.
But I really believe when you love people, you show up for people. And there's no better way to show people that you love them than by through action. And people don't understand. Love is a verb. It's really a verb. You can tell me all day long, oh, I love you. You do? Now I'm at that stage where I'm like, do you really? Who? You love me? Nah. Show me. If I call you and ask you for the littlest thing, if I say, hey, sis, can you pray for me? And you make time to pray for me? That's love. It's just that simple in a nutshell. Now, whether I can think about a moment, a particular moment, it's always hard for me to think about a particular moment in my life when I've dealt with something. I say friendships. Friendships has always been something I wanted, I desired. And I felt like I had to be this extra person to make people like me or love me. I had to just be outgoing, bubbly, just step out of my zone for people to like me. When the whole time, all I had to do was just be me. So I found myself doing that over and over again, trying to be this person I thought people desired me to be. But when I started being myself, I realized that everything that's attached to me wasn't for me.
Yeah.
They didn't really like me. That's what I found out. They didn't like me. When I showed up as Nikki Nicole for real, whole boldly, they didn't really like me. They just liked the fact of what I could do for them and what I can bring to their world, what I could add to them. I'm not looking for no new friends. That's where I'm at right now. I'm on zero.
Okay, Drake.
I'm on zero. You can't even get in here. The door is locked.
Closed. Not locked.
It's locked. It's got a deadbolt on it. A couple of deadbolts on it. Ooh. Not me. You can't get no key. You're not going to even be able to break in that door at this point.
Wow.
I don't. Trust and loyalty are big, and integrity are really big with me. And if I can't, first of all, I got to believe what you're saying. I got to trust what you're saying. And I got to believe that even though we're not in each other's face, that you're still going to be loyal to me. And if you ain't, if you do talk about me, at least come back and tell me you talked about me. Like, come on, let's just be real. If we right there with each other, loyalty, integrity, and trust are big things when it comes down to friendship. And a lot of people take that for granted. So if I say I had to learn anything on this journey or what has been a lesson, the lesson in itself is to just be you, and everybody that love you will gravitate to you. Period.
Period. Absolutely.
All right. So how do you stay motivated to grow even when the process feels difficult or slow?
I stay motivated to grow when I look at my sons, especially the little one. I stay motivated to grow because he is very dependent on me. Like the oldest one, he's 16, so he's almost grown, right? At this point, I'm bruh. I'm not even ma. Like, bruh.
Not bruh.
But the 5-year-old, he keeps me motivated to grow because I always want to impress him. I always want to do something. And he's like, wow. But you know, he's at that age where you can just tie his shoe real quick and he's like, wow. So it don't take much. But him and my daughter, you know, losing her, that keeps me motivated to grow because, you know, you want to be something that people can be proud of. You want to create things that people can talk about in a positive way. Me having the desire to be the change that I want to see, that is the ultimate motivator as well, because I know that I'm here for a specific reason. My mom had her tubes tied when she had my brother. Okay. We 16 years apart. She had a tubes tied and here I come.
I know, right? You lying.
She didn't find out she was pregnant with me until she was, I think she said 7 months pregnant or 8 months pregnant. By the time she found out, basically it was too late for her to, you know. So I know I'm here for a reason.
That's why your name's Shira.
Right. I know I'm here for a reason. So, I don't take that lightly anymore. I used to. In my last relationship, I realized how valuable I am. Ironically, I realized how valuable I am, and I will never take myself for granted again in that way. So I want to always promote and put out things that people can glean from, people can learn from. Integrity is really big for me. So anything that I put out, I want it to make me proud. I want it to make my children proud, and I want it to make God proud, because this internet, this stay forever. So, you know, I don't want to have my children necessarily or mistakenly scroll upon something and they're like embarrassed that I'm their mother. I want them to say, wow, my mom was this or my mom was that, or, you know, so that's what keeps me motivated.
You know, it's always them people that come behind you. It's always them people that come. And sometimes it's the people that come before you too. Like my mom, you know, I really, before she leave this earth, I want her to say, "Child, well done, Nikki. You made it. You said you was going to be a billionaire. Look at you." And I want her to be able to benefit from those fruits of my wealth. I want to be able to take her places she's never been before. I want her to step on grounds that she dreamed about. And them little ones that come behind me, boy, you just want them to look at you with the eyes of amazement. You want them to look at you and say, "You know what? That's my mama. That's my grandma." That's what I want in my life. So them days, and Lord knows I have them days, I be looking at my analytics, I'm like, they not really watching. Are they listening to me? What can I do better? Well, maybe I post it at 1 o'clock up. See what they do then. Maybe I post it at 3 o'clock. Sitting down, studying patterns. Trying to figure out how I can get at the top the right way, the fast way. But sometimes I had to step back and look at myself and say, "Look, girl, let me tell you something. Slow process is still progress. Everybody does not climb to the top at the same pace. Some people get there just like that. And you don't know what they had to do to get there. But because you're trying to do everything right, it may take you just a little bit longer for the world to catch on. But you got to be okay with that. You got to be obedient, and you got to still remain authentic in everything that you do and watch how God move in your life. Just be patient." Now, I'm patient, but I am not going to lie. I do have them days where I be like, It's been almost 2 years. All right.
All right, Jesus. Okay.
Come on, Jesus.
Take me off the strongest soldiers list.
Come on, what we doing? Can you put me in the elevator so we can go to... Why I got to keep taking the stairs?
Yeah, I got Amazon Prime for a reason.
I mean, come on.
I need it expedited.
Free shipping and stuff. Like, I got... Come on. What I got to do, Jesus? Do I got to get Netflix? Like, what I got to do? I'm over here working hard because I keep saying, sis keeps saying quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. She keeps saying that. But I'm over here like, well, you got to have something to put up here. You can't. I sent her a video. Short story, y'all. Sent her a video, right?
Not short story.
Tell y'all. Take y'all down memory lane. Picture this. I make this video for the kids.
1982. Shout out to the Golden Girls. I love that show.
North Carolina. 2025. I make this video sitting in my home for a guest because they want to advertise their appearance coming up, right? I thought I did good, y'all. I was like, yeah, boy, I'm winning. Yeah, buddy. So something say, all right, just send it to sis and, you know, put an extra pair of eyes on, see what she gonna say. I already know what she gonna say, but we gonna see if she gonna catch this. So long story short, I put a voiceover on it, right? And I had me at the bottom, you know, just a motivational video at the bottom, right? Of course, the video is not gonna go with the voiceover because, you know, that's just me talking. Send it to her. Your mouth ain't going with what you said. I'm like, it's not supposed to. I done sent this to the guest row. I heard but snatched it back. Unsent it, right? I'm like, I gotta redo it. So I go and I record with me on the video, y'all. So my mouth can go with the video. So I sent it to her. She's like, perfect, LOL. I know you lying.
Listen, if we're not going to do it right, don't do it at all. We all about integrity and intentionality over here. So if you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all. We have pressed play with a lot of people, okay? And we've seen how that came out. So that is not the gift God gave us. We did not do that around here.
Can't get a break, y'all. Like, I can't. Like, so if I do, I can't rush nothing. Everything that I do has to be, as she says, intentional. But you know, I look at other people in their progress, and I'm like, dang, they just jumping to the top, like with no kind of nothing, like no kind of work put behind it, no kind of thinking about nothing, like literally, like you said, pressing play. But everybody's journey is not our journey. We got to start looking at it a little bit different. Our journey is not their journey. And who knows, their journey might collapse. They might actually collapse and fall later on. But right now, everything good. And then when we finally get there, we're going to stay there and we're going to keep on moving. So I've just learned that, listen, my motivation is everybody that comes after me and everybody came before me. I just want to make them proud. And I want them to look at the screen later on and be like, you know what? Dang, mom made a difference. But it's always when you gone, when you leave that legacy, like literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you leave this world, that's when you make the most impact on the world. And it's sad. Then that's when you know, well, you don't know because you gone. But everybody else know how good you was. Oh, she went to church every day. Oh, she was a spiritual person. Oh, she was just nice to everybody. But while I'm here, you didn't say none of that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It amazes me how much people adore you when you're gone. And then when you're here, it's like, you would never know. That's why we have to live intentionally. We have to give people their flowers while they're still here. We have to affirm people because we don't know what people going through. And for somebody to say, yo, I'm proud of you, like, that was a good episode, or whatever the case, you don't know how far that'll take somebody mentally. And even if you're not a podcaster, I appreciate you. You show up. You're a good mom. You're a good person. I really respect how you handle X, Y, and Z. Just anything, like, anything positive. The world is so negative now.
Yes.
we have to change the narrative because there is nothing to look forward to. Like mm-hmm. when you turn on the TV, it's especially if you watch the news.
Oh my God.
Everything is so negative. So it would be nice. And it's nice to be nice. And
you like know you somebody say, told me,
people need people.
You know, somebody told me the world is a scam. You know, and I ain't think about it that way.
I believe it because you work all of these years for what?
To do what?
None of this money with you. You're not going to take anything that you possess monetarily with you when you go. You just here. That's why you have to, again, be intentional with the time that you have because you can't take none of this stuff with you. So you might as well enjoy your life.
Enjoy.
And don't waste it on people, places, and things that is going to stress you out.
You better say it live for the people in the back. So what's one lesson you've learned that has changed your whole perspective in life?
You better live your life because you only get one and you shall not spend it with people that's going to stress you out. Because at the end of the day, those people ain't losing no sleep over you. So you will never see this day again. You might as well take full advantage of it. Do the things that bring you peace, positivity, prosperity, serenity, whatever word you want to use as positive. Do whatever it is. Give yourself the same energy you give other people. Because at the end of the day, they're thinking about themselves. So you need to be selfish and think about you. Now, I ain't trying to say somebody need a dollar and you got 5,000 and you don't get, no, I'm saying be intentional with your time, pour into yourself, make sure you do the things that will allow you to feel good about the life that you live, create a legacy of positivity. So when you die, people are swarming at your funeral, saying so many different things of how you impacted them because of how you are and the person that you've become. You don't want to have a funeral where it's like two people. Or people be like, she dead. Okay, cool. You want to affect people in a positive way. Like, well, I can't speak for everybody else, but for me, I want people to be affected in a positive way. Even with the littlest things. Dang, she used to always hit me up and check on me, see how I'm doing, da, 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 da. Like, I want people to have good impressions of me. I've had enough experiences where I've given people enough bad impressions. So now I'm to the point in my life where, all right, it's time to shake it up. It's time to switch some things around. I know what I'm here for. So let's get to work and do positive things.
I know that's right. I've learned life is too short. And there's no discrimination on that either. The young, the middle-aged, and the old are dying.
Yeah.
You could be talking to someone right now in the moment, and the moment is over, they're gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing like seeing the shovel being picked up and the dirt thrown into a casket of somebody that you love. Somebody that meant the world to you is now gone. Like, you cannot pick up a cell phone and call them. You cannot go to their house and see them. They're gone. It's nothing like seeing that casket being lowered into that ground. And you're never going to see that person again. You're never going to be able to talk to that person again. You're never going to be able to do anything when it concerns that person other than go sit at the gravesite and talk to a person that they hear you, but you don't know they hear you. Life is real. Like, people really don't take the time to love on one another because they think that it's always tomorrow. No, it's not. You don't always have the next day to spend with that person. If you don't talk to somebody you love today and tomorrow comes, how would you feel if tomorrow come and they're gone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you're going to be like, if I would have just called them back. They might have called you and you didn't call them back. don't even know what they had to say to you. I've been there. I've been there, and that thing bothers me to this day to know that I had a voicemail to say, call me back. I got something to tell you. And couldn't call back because literally in the next moment, she was gone. So I never know what she had to tell me. That's why I really pride myself on 24 hours. And I think that probably triggered me to start thinking that way when that happened. When I started losing a lot of people that was key in my life that I loved so much that I wish heaven had a phone that I can call and talk to right now in this moment. When life started hitting like that, I was like, you know what? No, man. You got to be careful with life. You can't just go around treating people any kind of way and expect to be rewarded at the end. Because tomorrow's going to come and you're going to be like, dang, we just had an argument. Mm-hmm. You can't go back and correct that now. They're gone. That's how serious life is out here. And people take it for granted every single day that they open their eyes. First thing you should say is thank you.
Yeah.
Because the way we be out here treating people, God don't got to wake us up. He don't got to give us another chance to make things right with people. He don't got to give us another chance to become that billionaire that was already written in our chapter one. We're over here rearranging our chapters in our lives instead of just living life the way we're supposed to live life. Like we just had the conversation about the godly way. I said, sis, what's the godly way? Like, we really be out here just rerouting our lives. God already set the destination. When we were born, he already knew what our stories were. He already set everything in stone. But we went behind his back. They go that trust and loyalty and that integrity. We went behind God's back and said, you know what? Nah, I don't like the way you did that. So I'm getting ready. Homeboy, I'm about to change this up. You might have told me to go down Jones Avenue. But nah, I'm going down Wine Street today. When you chose to go down that new path in that new street, you changed the whole dynamic trajectory of your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, something that could have took you until tomorrow to get to, now it's going to take you years.
Yeah.
Because you changed up the way God had already had your life organized. He knew what he was doing.
But you know what? The craziest thing about God is he going to have his way regardless. So you either come to him in obedience or you come to him in disobedience. But either way, you're going to come. Now, if you come to him in obedience, the way you get to him, it'll be way smoother. But if you come to him in disobedience, you might come to him with a limp. You might come to him with a few cuts, bruises, scars, you know, broken heart. You gonna feel it when you come to him in disobedience. But the greatest thing, no matter how you come, whether it's obedience or disobedience, he's going to have open arms waiting for you because quiet as kept, he never left. He was just waiting for you.
But you know what my son said? And he said that he blew my mind. I said, boy, you hearing to me. He said that God will keep his hands on you for as long as he can, right? And then he realized that you're not listening and you're not going down the path that you should go. God says, devil, have your way. He said, God and the devil works together.
Yeah.
God will protect you for as long as he can protect you. But when you're constantly making the same mistakes over and over again and you doing what you want to do, he takes his hands off you and say, you got him. You got him, homeboy.
And sometimes he'll take his hand off just to test to see. Because that's what he did with Job. If you, you know, read the story of Job, the devil had to ask permission, right? Okay. Yep. So God said, try my servant, Job. So at the end of the day, God knew he was trustworthy. He would have never suggested him if he didn't know he was trustworthy. So sometimes we go through stuff because God believes you're trustworthy. Like they say, you know, God will never put more on us than we can bear. That's because he knows in certain situations we're trustworthy. And it's not always, oh, woe is me or whatever the kid. Like, sometimes that's a flex. You went through that because God trusts you to give him glory out of that situation. Mm-hmm. So we got to change our mindsets when we go through things, because at the end of the day, God knows who we are. He built us literally for this. So we have to take the lessons that we've learned, because that's what we're here for, and try to help others avoid those pitfalls, because some people are not that strong. And that's why we had to go through it, to be the Harriet Tubmans, to go back for the ones that were left behind. But, you know, we get caught up in, oh, well, I got money now. You know, the celebrities, I got money now. So forget Jersey City.
Okay. That's sad. And that's sad.
When you knew you were struggling and your family was on welfare, so you know you should put in. That's why I love Queen Latifah, because she'll come back and she'll do stuff for the community and different things like that. You know where you came from, but you don't know where you're going. So yeah, you might have that money now, but how long, do you know how long it's going to stay? Do you know how long it's going to remain? So you better be a good steward over what you have, because you might mess around and then you end up losing everything, and then that same city you're gonna try to grovel back to, and they're gonna be like, you know,
what they realize, God, a whole comedian out here, God, have you laughing.
And no, he ain't funny though.
He ain't funny,
he ain't funny. His jokes ain't funny. His jokes ain't funny. No, I don't like his comedy. Okay.
Oh my goodness. His comedy is a mess, boy. He have you thinking you about to lose everything, and then just to come around and snap his fingers and everything just fall in place.
Like, psych.
Okay. Just kidding. All right. So how do you reflect on your progress and recognize how far you've come?
Journaling helps me do that. Also Facebook. I love looking through my memories and seeing what I've posted and where I am now. And, you know, now they have the thing where it's like then and now, and then you can see like your transition and your face, and especially with my pictures, because I can see where the light dimmed and I can see that the light is back now, or it might be brighter, you know? So, I love to journal. I love to, you know, look at my Facebook page and see those timelines pop up and just really, really look like, wow, in this picture, I was going through X, Y, and Z, and I thought X, Y, and Z, and now I'm out of that. I haven't even thought about that situation, but this picture made me think of it, you know? So it's like, those things are very, very good. That's why I'm big on social media. People be like, oh, you, like, I'm so big on social, because it's another way to leave memories. It's another way to put a stamp on your progress, you know, especially like with relationships. I love to see people where they have their pictures of when they first went out on a date, and then they're married years later, and you can see how young they were and how mature they are now and different things like that. So I'm very big on like memories and progress and growth. So that's how I usually do it.
Well, I think my way is, matter of fact, one of my, I want to say she was like a coworker of mine. I was her manager. She posted, and you write those memories, she posted a year ago when I was starting out with motivation but didn't even know it. I was doing motivation. I literally would just get up every morning and do a word of the day. Right before I went to work, I would just do a quick video, and I say patience. You know, it's important for you to have patience today because you never know what God has planned for you. It'd be just something just that simple. She shared a video on Facebook and said, Arthur, Nikki, Nicole is still relevant today. And it made me look at myself now.
Wow.
Like, wait a minute. I've come so far from that person, because I literally would just be in the car driving along or outside, you know, in the yard, just a random, just everyday video, word of the day, belief, support, just something like that, and just be random. Or I just go live and do random stuff. So I'm like, do she know how far I've come from doing that? Like, I'm over here on a whole little platform now, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm like, I was on my phone doing this. So it just, it makes you appreciate where you came from. And that way, when where you're going, you're really going to appreciate where you're going, and you're going to be still humble in the moment. It's important for people to stay humble. And that's why when people come across my platform, they're from where I stay. What I do? South Carolina, stand up. Maryland, stand up. I'm like, yeah. I'm excited because I'm like, these my people right here, man. This is where I'm from. So it's a whole different ball game when I'm putting them in the spotlight because I'm like, this is where I'm from. This is where great people come from. This is where I want to highlight. So when they come up here, they don't understand what they do for me when they support me and my brand. They make me lose my mind because that says to me that my people from back home support me. So guess what? I'm supporting them too. So you have to remain humble in your journey. And like you said, journaling does work. I did recently start writing when I started doing this challenge. And that these challenges, and now I'm shifting into Transformation Tuesday because the word out there was, we want to know more about Author Nick Nicole personal journey. And I'm like, I ain't telling folk my business. But then I was like, you know what? After I recorded the first episode, I was like, you know what? That was therapy for me. I had to release that because I wasn't over my aunt's death. And I didn't realize that until after I completed that episode. I was still hurting. I was still hurting. I was still missing her. I was still needing her. I was still wanting to talk to her because that was the only person that understood me. That was the only person that really saw me as a person. So sometimes you have to tap into what people want you to do sometimes. And to be honest, this is a personal journey for me, and I didn't realize it. I needed this. So thank you for the feedback. Because at first I was like, I ain't doing that. You ain't getting my business. You just nosy. But now I had to go back and I had to thank that person. Thank you. I said, thank you for the feedback. Because you know what? This is going to take me on a personal healing journey that I probably need. Yeah, y'all can get a little bit of tea. Y'all can run and tell that. Do what you want to do. But at the end of the day, it's what I want you to know. So at the end of the day, you can run and tell whoever you want to tell. I'm good with it. But it's a lot of different factors that help with that progress and look back and see, well, I started as a podcaster. Then I became a motivational speaker. Then I became a graphic designer. Then I became...
Come on here, run it down with the list.
Honey, when you look back at your life, like my mama said, when you look back over your life...
But it also confirms that you're moving in the right direction. Because if you're looking at, you know, you posting word of the day, and now you got motivational Monday. So you went from a word to an episode. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, I see the evolution. I see the growth. And this is also, it's in me, you know? And that's like God too. He always gives you everything that you need pertaining to life and godliness. So whatever your purpose is already in you. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to, you know, enhance. It's already in you. And that's what people need to understand. Whatever it is that you just do, that's your purpose. Like if you are a motivator and you're that's your purpose. But we spend thousands of dollars for somebody to tell us what your purpose is. Child, just pray. It's pray. Like,
yo, look, I got another long, short story because I ain't going to hold y'all too much longer because we got one more question. But look, let me tell y'all this long, short story. Picture this.
Not a long, short story.
Jersey, New Jersey, conversation 2025. No, this might have been 2024.
This can go either way because I don't know how many conversations we done had. Child. Okay, I told y'all she was Pentecostal in these episodes. I told y'all.
Well, picture this. Now we've been rocking y'all. Oh, we celebrated anniversary, y'all. We've been rocking with each other. Yeah, we got a friendship anniversary for a year, y'all. We had a year. We made it. Pew pew. But anyway. So, long story, picture this. Jersey City. We're going to say Jersey. And we're going to say North Carolina. Maybe 2024. It might have been 2024 when this conversation dropped down, right? She said, how do you prepare for your motivational Mondays? And I was like, I just set the show up and I talk. You know, just like I off the top of the dome, right? She's talking about, well, I prepare my my beauty marks. I said, prepare. So look at me now. I'm like, you know, mine just, you know, going like, okay, well, let me see how that gonna work. So here I am, y'all. She got me studying and researching my stuff. Like, if I say the title gonna be Can You Believe in Yourself? Here I am over here trying to figure out, can I believe in myself? And writing speeches and stuff, y'all. I'm writing speeches down and I'm memorizing and I'm practicing it and stuff. I tried it her way, y'all. But let me tell you something. Even though I prepared like that, honey, when I got behind this mic, I probably hit the first couple of sentences or so. And next thing you know, I'm going off. Do you believe in yourself? You know, you got to do this. You don't know what I wrote. It's just strolling, y'all. This behind the scenes story for y'all. It's just strolling, you know, because, you know, we do teleprompters over here. So it's just strolling and I'm talking. And so when I finally like blink back, if y'all pay attention, I blink back into myself. I'm like, oh. I'm trying to catch up with the scroll now. Like, oh, dang, I done lost myself. And then I'd be like, wait.
That's that Pentecostal. I'm trying to tell you, y'all just be there, boy.
So long story short, y'all, I cannot prepare like my sis. We are too different with that. When it comes to that, as far as me and my house, as the old folk, me and my house. I gotta just go for the dome and let it flow and let them people know.
I do that because it's a lot of ums and ahs and this and that.
You
and
can
stuff
go,
like
these people call it, sis. Take it out.
I mean, you know, who got time? Listen, we don't got time for that. I ain't got time.
That's another difference we got, y'all. I watch my stuff over and over again and I go out. Now I'm to the point and I'm so anal to the fact that I am taking those. I said, you know, a lot in my episodes. And I don't like it. You know, and you know. So now I done went back, y'all. Now I go back and I take you know out in a minute. Like, yeah, I go back and be that anal with my episodes now.
What you get is what you get.
That's a dang on shame. That's a dang on shame, bro.
Love ya, but what you get, you're gonna get. Listen, I don't have time to edit and go back and replay. And it's like, I mean, now with season 6, I am a little more intentional with what
y'all
I'm
heard
doing.
That, y'all. She coming back, y'all. She coming back.
Yeah. So, you know, season 6 is a little more intentional.
God, it's so good.
The solo episodes are video now. Okay.
God, it's so good.
We have moved forward in transition. And I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm not going to overwhelm myself. I'm pacing myself the way I'm supposed to. So I had to remove the expectations because, you know, trying to keep up with you, forget it. You'll be overwhelmed, child, because you'll be doing like 50,000 episodes, okay? Yeah. And then you just be like, boom, 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 boom. But again, like you said, we're totally different. You have all night to just record. Because you don't go to sleep.
Okay, but your tea ain't my tea. You say you like room temperature. I don't. I got it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ice cold.
That's why that ain't for me. I got to.
Your journey is your journey. So
I got to do it in my way. But that's something that I dealt with, you know.
You did.
Talk about that in the episode. You know, imposter syndrome, being in the first stages of podcasting, you know, the first two seasons, I did it my way. Mm-hmm. And then I got introduced to you guys and it just flipped my whole mind. Like, I'm like, oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. No, you don't have to do anything but stay black and die.
Okay.
But, you know, you get consumed with trying to keep up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you really want to do this, oh, this is the level that you have to be. Mm-hmm. No. And that's in life. That's not even in podcasting, you know, specifically. That's just in life. You do not have to mimic, keep up with anybody.
Just
you
be
are
yourself.
One of one, and that's the episode. You are one of one, and you are one of one for a reason. So, you know, the sooner you tap into that, the better off you'll be.
Amen. You better say it again. Don't get overwhelmed with other people. Hey, that's who that was? Which coach that was? Coach Tammy? Was that Coach Tammy say that's their stuff?
Yeah.
That's their stuff. I mean, don't worry about my stuff. Don't worry about my stuff. You worry about
I'm a worry because you need to go to sleep. I'm a worry. Yeah. But it ain't gonna it ain't gonna overwhelm me to the point where I lose sleep. That's the new one. I'm not gonna let it overwhelm me to the point where I don't get no sleep.
Be in my business. I gotta get going to bed.
And if I get up at 4 in the morning, going to bed still anyway. We gonna have a problem.
That's why I be hey y'all. Let me tell y'all a little quick.
Look, she got another little quick. See,
let me take this question off the screen. Y'all look. So I be learning her now. See, I know her. So y'all, I used to be like logged into Facebook, you know, on my screens while I'm working stuff. I'm telling myself I don't do that no more, y'all. So I exit out of Facebook because she see that green light, she gonna say something, right? So I'm like, yeah, she'll know I'm up. So I log out of it now. I just find out all this time.
You know, I know she up. You know why?
Oh, I turn my status off,
When I wake up and it say active 5 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, I said, yeah, she stayed up all night. Good night. Don't even say good morning. We just say good night.
I have to exit out of Facebook. Then I can't go back on Facebook no more.
Mm-hmm.
Got him. Mm-hmm. So you still won't know I stayed up all night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Last question. Lord, we've been on here a minute. What role has failure played in your personal growth journey? Who is this? Go ahead.
That's on you. You won't answer that one first, because baby, you said you got the answer for that question.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So without failure, you cannot truly be who you were born to be, personally. Because I do believe that everybody was made in his image in a unique way. We were supposed to have certain talents. We were supposed to be able to do certain things. Some people are a little bit better at certain things than the others. You know, everybody has their, like they say, they fall short of the glory at times. So I do believe that without failure, you cannot really step into the person that you were born to be. Now, just imagine a life without failure. Imagine a life without fear. How would that be? Because if you're not afraid to take a risk, that's probably going to be worth it. Just say we just jumped in the water. No, we can't swim. Because as children, that's how we are. We're fearless. Just jump in the water. No, you can't swim. But know that if you jump in that water like that, you can drown. Right? So if you do jump in the water, because you don't have no fear of nothing, you're fearless. And you almost die from drowning. That's just like failure. We often go through things in our lives. We get ourselves in these situations. I'm going to say we get ourselves in situations because we make choices and decisions that can make or break us. And sometimes we jump in the water. We go into the deep end instead of going to the shallow end. Now we're above water. The water is up and now we're struggling to breathe. Because we decided to take our grown self out there in the deep end, knowing we could not swim. So now we got to deal with the failure. We got to deal with trying to fight to breathe again. And trying to fight for our lives. Because we done put ourselves in this position where we knew we couldn't swim, we went to the deep end, but we went out there anyway. So now we have failed. We officially failed. So now we got to figure out how we can overcome this. How can I get back to shore? How can I make it to the shallow end? Life is the same way. Sometimes we get over our heads and we go to the deep end. But that's all right, because that's when God steps in and takes us back to the shallow end, takes us back to shore, rescues us. Even though we did it to ourselves. So I just feel like you need failure in your life, just like you need the success in your life. You need to have that balance. Because if you didn't have that balance, you wouldn't know what mistakes you made. Everything in your life, I say this a lot, everything in your life is a test. It's a test. We've been taking tests all our life, even through school. You had to take a test, right, to get to the next level. You had to take a test to get to seventh grade. You had to take a test to get to eighth grade, so forth and so forth. So that's the same thing. Even though you're an adult now, you're out of school, you got your degree and everything, you're still being tested. God is still watching. He's still looking at everything that you're doing. So he's going to put that chocolate cake in your face, even though you know you're diabetic and you ain't supposed to be eating it. You know you want insulin and metformin. Got no business with it. But he put that cake right there to see what choice you're going to make. Everybody has choices. And sometimes we make the wrong choice and we have to pay for it. So now that you ate that cake, your sugar high, you're about to fall over. Now you're at the ER. Now they got to bring you back to life because you made the choice to eat that chocolate cake. And you know darn well you had no business eating it, but it was so good. It was so good. It was melting in your mouth. And now you're paying for it. You failed. So what? Did you pass the test or not? No, you ain't passed the test. You failed. So when you fail a test, you got to repeat the process, right? That's just like you failed the fourth grade or fifth grade or whatever grade you fail. You got to go back and what? Repeat it again. Now that you're repeating the process, guess what? You're better at it because now you learned the lesson. You failed. Now you're going to pass the test. See, sis, I'm Pentecostal. Let me get up off here. Girl.
That's a motivational Monday from Coach Author Nikki Nicole. And if you want more of that, you tune into Breaking the Silence on Mondays when she do Motivational Mondays, because that's what you get. Okay. Now I'm gonna give you the Baptist version, okay? Because you know, that's not me. So I'm gonna outlook. That's because you Pentecostal.
Doing visuals, man. I've been around you too long, man.
So I have another outlook on that. For me, I don't see things as failure. I see it as learning experiences, because the Bible talks about what the devil meant for evil, God meant for our good. So anything that may look like failure is actually a setup, you know, for us to do whatever it is that we need to do. So you might be set back a little bit, but it's not a complete failure, because failure means unsuccessful. That's what the dictionary says. So anything that we do,
come on now,
anything that we do is set up for our success. So it's technically not a failure. It's just a life learned lesson to get us to where we need to be, or a stepping stone to get us to where we need to be. So like for the cake reference, if you want to do the cake reference, yeah, we're going to eat the cake. I'm not eating that. I'm going to eat banana pudding. But, you know, that might get me diabetes. However, you might be the person to be the spokesperson for diabetes now, because you done been through certain things, right, to get you to this place. Now, it ain't ideal. It might not be ideal, because now you got diabetes.
Right. Eat the cake, anime.
You are a spokesperson, which sets you up to help other people, right? So anything that you do is all about mindset, is all about reframing your mind. And you really have to understand that what you go through is not for you. You are the blueprint to help somebody else get through. So to me, failure is a life learn or learning lesson, stepping stone to get me to where I need to be. If I don't do it right the first time, then there is opportunity to do it again. So I've learned what I got wrong, so that way I won't make the same mistake again. Just like you said with the test reference, if I quote unquote fail the test, then I already know what answers I need to do the next time, so that way I can pass. So it's a setup for your comeback.
She called me Pentecostal. She just as long-winded as I am. She been around me too long. Yes, you is. Yes, you is. You ain't Baptist no more. You done stepped into the Pentecostal side.
I'm Kojic.
Y'all, she was Pentecostal lady. She be getting deep with it too, so I ain't want to hear. Don't call me Pentecostal no more. You done joined the church, girl. Come on down to the altar. Come on down to the altar. and man. Leave all your burdens.
Oh man,
this has been a great episode, y'all. We didn't hear y'all a little bit too long today, boy, but it was just a good conversation, y'all. We had to get that out of us.
Hopefully next month we'll stay under the 45-minute range, but we gonna see, because you know.
We all these conversations we have, these are conversations we have.
These would be our conference, hours. We be on the phone hours.
Y'all get snapshot.
Y'all get the snippet.
This is clips right here.
She got a whole book.
Okay, a whole book with notes. Sure do. But it's been great. I hope that y'all will put in the comments, you know, to answer some of our questions that we have put up here. And just let us know how you're growing and how you're getting through life and what's keeping you motivated to stay grounded in your life. So that's it from me, y'all. Y'all know I'm short-winded. She even though she called me Pentecost.
So you guys, just if you don't learn anything else or take away anything else from this episode, just understand that you are human and give yourself grace to make room for mistakes. And you have the opportunity for another day to try again. So if you are given another 24, as my sister would say, that means you have the opportunity to try it again. And today might be the day that you pass. So, you know, we're here, as always, healing hearts and inspiring change. Talk to you later.
Later.